This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor Inn Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, the Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Pella Corporation. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, Worth Des Moines Bolt, Precision Pulley and Idler, the Melcher Dallas School District, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, and Tulip City Agency. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety volunteers and why do they do what they do? In the ninth part of a 10-part program, let's go in depth with Fire Chief Kenny Thompson and Tyler Vanderlinden with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. Kenny, how long have you been on the fire department?
30 years.
And how long as chief?
8 years.
When you came on 30 years ago, what was it like?
A whole lot more slow paced than what it is now. You'd be lucky to have maybe 50 fires a year, maybe 40, between 40 and 50 fires a year, grass fires and structure fires.
And what's it now?
Oh, we'll run anywhere from 90 to 100 calls a year.
Any trends? More grass fires, less grass fires, more structure, less?
Right now, beginning this year, we're having a lot more structure fires. We've been assisting the city on a couple structure fires. We've had a couple of our own.
Do you remember the first fire you went on?
Yep, I do. It was down on Main Street, just a block down from my shop down there. City had a house fire, and we were mutual aiding with them.
Was that, do you remember, was it exciting, dull? What'd you think when
that? That was very exciting. The wife didn't think so. They came up to see me, her and the kids, and they was up there for about 15 minutes, and I was on the roof cutting a hole in it and had flames coming up around behind us and stuff, and she didn't think that was very good, so she went back home, but I really enjoyed it.
What did you enjoy about it?
Just working with everybody.
Up there on the roof must be pretty exciting, cutting a hole, not knowing what's underneath you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Gives adrenaline a pretty good pump.
And that still happens. I mean,
oh,
you
yeah,
still go
happens.
Up there and do
yep.
that. Technique's the same?
Yep. Yeah, they're the same. As long as it's got a wooden roof, it's got a tin roof. I mean, that's what running in a lot of structure fires now. They're putting tin on the roof, and you can't go up and cut the holes inside, so...
So what do you do with the tin roof?
Just about have to knock the windows out and go from the outside. They got a new deal, what they call slicer, which is you put water in the windows and stuff and get it calmed down, then you go inside.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Horns Ferry Hideaway, Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock, Cube's Garage, Knoxville Farm and Home, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Lambert's Towing, Truck Sales and Parts, Ulrich Meat Market, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value in Indianola, Klein's QuickTime, Verduft Agency, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Regional Health Center, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Hewitt Service Center in Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Kenny Thompson and Tyler Vanderlinden with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. Tyler, how long have you been on the fire department?
Right at 3 years.
And do you like it?
I love it.
Why?
I would say the group of guys that we have here plays a huge part of it. But it's like Kenny was saying, the excitement about the fire calls, the rescue calls aren't usually as exciting, but knowing that you're helping people out in their worst of time is really rewarding too.
And how many members of the fire department are there, more or less?
16, I believe.
16, is that enough?
No, it's never enough. But that's what we got right now. We'd probably try to put on a couple more here maybe this year, but maybe try to get it up to 18.
And you all get along pretty well?
Yeah, there's always a good sense of, I don't know, it's like family. It's like we're a bunch of brothers. There's a lot of horsing around, but at the same time, I mean, when the pagers go off or when our radios, when the tones come across the radios, it's all serious, and we all have our jobs, and we know what to do, and we get the job done effectively and quickly.
I'm thinking it'd be a lot of pressure in that, just in the sense of working with each other. I'd be afraid people would think I'm a loafer or something if I didn't get to everything, and that'd be pretty stressful, you know, trying to get to everything, but you can't get to everything, but you don't want to let the other guys down. I mean, is that ever an issue, you think?
I guess for me, not really. We get there and we know each other is going to put in 100%. We're all there to do the same thing, to get the job done as quickly as possible so we can save, whether it's as much of the house as possible or get somebody out of a car as quick as we can. I really don't see any problems with somebody not doing or pulling their part.
So everybody pulls their weight?
Oh, yeah, and then some. Yep. They give it 110%. And a lot of the guys, we got like maybe four or five guys right here in town that answer the calls day and night. And that's just part of it. Then we have some guys that work in Des Moines, and they come and help us in the evenings too. But, I mean, not everybody can make every call. We understand that totally, so.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Harold Trailer Sales, Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, the State Bank of Bussey, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Marion County Auto Body, and Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Pella Police Department, Pete Farms, Mahaska Bottling, PCM Schools, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Pleasantville Police Department, and Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Kenny Thompson and Tyler Vanderlinden with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. What's the training like? Is it a lot of training? What is it?
There's a ton of training that goes. I mean, just to get your firefighter like 1 and 2 training, that's 3 or 4 months, 3 nights a week at least training, and that's 4 or 5 hours each of those nights. And then you've got, once you get that, then you've got monthly training. We meet here twice a month at the fire station, one night for basically a meeting night, and then the second night is training night. And that, there again, that's 4 hours on top of the training you get just to become a firefighter.
And so are there certain situations where you won't send somebody in, you know, where the new guy won't do certain things, they'll watch, or they'll be behind the person with more experience?
Yeah, you have to have firefighter one anyway before you can go in. We try to get that done in the first year. On a working structure fire, the initial attack, you got to have firefighter one before you go in. But, I mean, after it's get all calmed down and stuff, then we send them back in so they can learn. It's a learning deal with them, too. So
if, like, the structure's gone, there's nothing you can do with it, you just
go in and play, show them some of the fixtures. We can show them some lights and the light bulbs and stuff. If they're pulled a different direction, you can kind of tell unique which way the fire started.
You try to learn.
Yep.
And I bet that's only in instances where there's no one inside.
Right, right, Right.
Because you have to take every advantage of learning. It's like it's a rare enough event if you don't take the opportunity to learn. You're not taking advantage of this situation so that you're better prepared next time.
Exactly.
So what happens on a fire scene? You stand back. You're watching everything, right? And you're giving commands.
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, yes.
Sometimes you get in there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Especially on the first initial attack, like I said, three or four guys. We're kind of unique. We're about three blocks away, so we can usually get the first truck out. So and then the rest of the guys is coming. If we need water or whatever, we'll get water going until the people show up. So I still do a lot of hands-on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because you're often the first on the scene.
Yeah, that's right.
So you just can't stand around when there's to be boss when there's no one to boss.
That's right. Boss myself.
Yeah. All right. But let's say that a lot of people are on scene. You stand back and you watch everybody and you are in command.
Yes, that's right.
What are you looking for? What do you tell people?
Well, depends on what we got going. If we got a work instructor fire, then, and most of our guys know when they get on scene what they have to do. I mean, you got to get water coming, you got to get more people coming, and that's usually my job. Try to get some tankers coming, and if it's in the township, or get them headed the right direction, and trying to, when we get there on scene, we need to make sure nobody's inside. That plays a whole different role. If somebody's inside, then we have to do a search and rescue, and I mean, there's a lot of different scenarios when you get on scene, so.
Okay, and you've trained for all of them?
Yes, we do.
And you've trained for all of them?
Yeah, we in-house, like I was talking earlier, with our training nights, what we'll do, what we've done in the past, is basically blindfold ourselves and do like a search and rescue even around our fire station, just to kind of, we'll set things up in the way so we can maneuver ourselves around and be able to get in and out of rooms, kind of simulate those different scenarios that we might think we're going to come up to, so we're ready for those times when we do have to go into a house or if we have to go into a structure and look for somebody.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Lions Club, Houston's on Main and Milo, Indianola Memorial Works, Gata Enterprises, and Studio Royale, Knoxville Dance Studio. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westview Care Center, Pella Feed Service, West End Auto, Advantage Credit Union, Winfield Funeral Home, Iowa Realty, and Iowa State Savings Bank.
I continued my conversation with Fire Chief Kenny Thompson and Tyler Vanderlinden with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Do you remember your first fire call?
I do.
What was that?
My first fire call was a house that burnt down south of town. That it was kind of boring because by the time we got there, the whole structure was basically in the ground. It was an old abandoned house that really all we did was put some water on. And I remember rode with dude in the tanker, and all we did was haul water that day. So it wasn't that exciting, but I do remember it very clearly.
Well, all the jobs aren't exciting, but somebody doesn't haul water, get water there, there's nothing to do.
That's right.
That's part of being the new guy, too. And at that time, I didn't have the training. So, I mean, you have to know how to do those jobs in order to be able to go inside the house as well.
Well, and that's something that is really important in your rural Knoxville is there aren't any hydrants.
No, you have to haul all your water in.
And often you have to have other communities haul water in.
That's
too.
Right. On a work construct fire, yeah, you can have as many as four tankers coming at one time.
Do you ever think, maybe I shouldn't call, in another department? Do you ever worry about calling or not?
I used to think that way, but not anymore. I mean, all the departments around, if you're in trouble, they're going to be there to help you. So And they're glad to get called every once in a while and do some mutual aiding. So,
what's the biggest fire you guys were ever on?
Probably the Ampel fire would be our biggest fire we've ever had.
And tell us about that.
Well, it started out being a belt line on fire and ended up burning the whole building completely down. It took us about 8 hours and the whole building burnt clear to the ground.
When was that?
Ooh, I remember when that was.
What was that around?
Decades ago?
No. Maybe 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
And what was that? The name of that building again?
The fertilizer plant in Harvey, the Impel. Clay Township was their call, and they called us for mutual aid right off the get-go. There was no stopping it.
The ones that, to me, other than a somebody being trapped in a house fire, the difficult ones would be the car wrecks. And not everybody has the extrication equipment you do, so you often go out. They have to be rough.
Yeah, they are. But
you remember them all. You can't drive down the road. I mean, at least for myself, you can't drive, from here to Pella or here to Des Moines. I mean, you remember those spots along the highway where you've had to help somebody out.
And maybe tear open their car and get them out.
We've done that quite a bit.
Do you remember all of those?
Oh, yeah, you do.
So your geography as you drive around the county is a whole completely different geography than the rest of us.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
30 years, I've seen a lot. Between structure fires and wrecks, yes.
If you had to do it all over again, would you?
You bet. Yes, I would.
No regrets?
No regrets at all. Lost a lot of sleep over them, but no regrets.
Regrets?
Not at all. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
You want to be chief someday?
I don't know. I mean, that's a whole nother responsibility. It's something you think about, but there's a lot of other guys that are a lot more fit for the job right now than I would be, and I would rather see one of those guys be in that position.
More experience?
Yep. Yep, they definitely do.
You never know.
You never know.
Thanks to Kenny Thompson and Tyler Vanderlinden for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.